Welcome to Education Conversations, where we share ideas on education today and explore ways to help students and teachers thrive. Thank you for tuning into this episode, More Than Degrees, The Economic Value of Florida's College System. In early 2025, Kimberly Lynn Morales joined us to discuss the Florida Future Billions Report. Kimberly serves as Director of Research and Evaluation for Helios Education Foundation and co-authored that report. Kimberly returns to share a recent economic impact report that Helios and the Association for Florida Colleges, or AFC, unveiled at the AFC Summit this past November in Orlando. Today, she and Jennifer pick up from last year to discuss this insightful report that shines a light on education and economic growth.
Kimberly Lent Morales, I am so delighted to have you back on our podcast. I know we're going to be talking about some really terrific things. And Helios Education Foundation has done such a remarkable job of being at the forefront of not only the research and policy, but really helping to affect positive change for many, many students in the state of Florida, also in Arizona as well. So Kimberly, I'm just excited that you have availed yourself to give us more time and more insights on one of your most recent studies. So welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much. Always happy to be here with one of my favorite people.
Oh gosh, well, it's ditto for sure. The last podcast Kimberly came on, we talked a lot about the Florida's Future Billions Report, which provided some groundbreaking and some really eye-opening information about the economic and social impacts of different post-secondary accomplishments. Would that be a fair assessment, Kimberly?
Yes, exactly correct.
Yeah. And what we want to do today is talk about a new study that explores the economic value of the Florida college system. And before we dive into that, I think I want to just level set some of the definitions so our listeners can understand what we mean by the Florida college system. So Kimberly, can you just maybe give us the framework of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Florida college system is really one of the state's greatest education and workforce assets. So it's made up of 28 public colleges all around the state that serve their local community. So whether you live in a large metro area or you're in a small or rural community, you have a state college in your neighborhood that you can access. And the system was built very deliberately around access, affordability, and workforce relevance. So when people enter the system to pursue education and training, they need something that's close to home, that's flexible on their schedule, and that's cost manageable for them. So many of these Floridians, the colleges aren't just classrooms. And I think this is really the beauty when we're talking about the college system, they're on-ramps into opportunity. And it's a little bit where we start getting the title of our report that we put out. So people who enroll to earn associate's degrees, workforce credentials, or technical certifications, or even complete the first 2 years of a bachelor's program before transferring, these are all folks who are investing in their local economy, who live in the neighborhood, who live down the street, have families, and, you know, are part of the community there. And the latest numbers that we've looked at in terms of how many students are being served by the college system, so just over 550,000 credit-bearing students, and then just over 100,000 non-credit students are in the system.
So this is really helpful. So, and again, for our listeners, we live in a very well-populated state. It continues to grow. It's now considered the 15th largest economy on a global scale. But there's 67 counties in the state of Florida, 28 of these colleges that roll into the Florida college system. And for someone like me, a Florida native who's been around for a little while, I remember when these were called junior colleges, and then they were called community colleges. Yes. And then they now became state colleges. Kimberly gave this beautiful description of what these community colleges are, but many of you may just remember them as the junior college.
That's a really good point, though, Jennifer, because I think a lot of people still think of them as community college, but they offer so much more. Oftentimes, they're offering bachelor's degrees. You can get workforce and technical degrees and credentials at your state college, too. So it's not just the traditional associate degree anymore.
Exactly. And I think that's what's going to make this conversation so helpful, because many times people still have that old world view of what the junior college, and shame on me for using that, but I'm just trying to get people yeah. go, oh, I relate to that now, but how it has evolved into an economic powerhouse. And so Helios Education Foundation recently did in partnership with AFC, and that was unveiled at their recent summit. And that's what we're going to dive into today. Is that fair?
Yes, perfect. Okay.
So the new report that you and AFC unveiled at the summit, it reinforced what you found in the Florida's Future Billions report last year. Is that right?
Yes.
So it served as kind of another reinforcement of why these colleges are so important to the economic value in the state of Florida.
Yeah. And it's an additional lens of how we can look at that.
Okay. So can you help connect the dots and talk about how the Florida college system drives economic growth and workforce readiness?
Yeah, great. So this new report that we did in partnership, like you mentioned, with the Association of Florida Colleges and Lightcast. I do want to mention that Lightcast was one of our research partners on this and helped us build the models and analyze the data. So this project really does build off of Florida Future Billions. And it's another way to look at what is the impact of post-secondary attainment in Florida. But the little difference here is that we have actual numbers. So in Florida Future Billions, we were using census data and modeling. And while it was theoretical, per se, the analysis in this report was all using data that the colleges provided to us, AFC and Lightcast. So we are using 23-24 school year data, actual outputs, the number of people who were employed by the colleges. So this isn't theoretical. These are real numbers when we talk about this. And for this project, we wanted to zoom in specifically on the college system because it is in everyone's backyard. There are 28. One in all of the 67 counties have a college system institution in their neighborhood. So we wanted to really zero in on what's the value of these institutions to the state's economy. And what we found is that it's huge. So the Florida college system in 1 year alone contributed $56.7 billion to Florida's economy. And that's in just 1 year in gross output.
And do you know what comparison that is to Florida's overall economic output on an annual basis? Like,
yes.
How does that compare for as a standalone to the Florida economic
yes.
output?
That's a great question. So in that 1 year, looking at it, that was around 3.7% of Florida's total gross economic output.
Okay.
So it's significant. A significant percentage when we're thinking about the entire state of Florida and the investments and what they put into the communities. So one point that I want to bring up, though, so when we talk about that $56 billion, it's more than just tuition. It's more than just what someone is earning once they get their degree or credential. It includes college operations. So thinking about staffing, how do they put on the operations of a college and have it function every single day? It includes student spending. So what they spend on their education, but all those peripheral costs that might come along. And then also alumni earnings. So how much is that impacting the labor force? So all of that spending combined supports around 640,000 jobs. So that's one in every 24 jobs in Florida is connected to the Florida college system.
Right. So that's either direct or indirect. And what I like about how you this study includes operations and construction is because it views each of the 28 Florida colleges as an enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really good mindset shift that oftentimes we think of these academic institutions more for the output of knowledge, but they're really creating output of economic impact.
Exactly. And you said that beautifully, because when a student walks across the graduation stage, when they get that degree or credential, it's not just impacting them, it's impacting the business. It's impacting who the college had to hire to help train that student, the employer who's going to employ that student. So saying it's an enterprise is just a beautiful way. We call them economic engines.
Yeah.
So they really are bigger than just an education institution.
That's great. So in the Helios report from last year, you pointed out that affordability and access are top priorities for the community. So how is that addressed in the Florida College System report?
Yeah. So when we think about the affordability and the access of a Florida college system are celebrated attributes of our state. We're ranked number one in the country in terms of affordability. But I think one of the key points that really drives this home is that students who are entering the college system right now are paying the same tuition that students were paying when those students were in kindergarten.
When we just look at inflationary adjustments that have occurred, how have they been able to manage the compression of keeping those costs down and making affordability so accessible to folks in Florida?
So affordability and making sure that students can access this and making sure that tuition is not a burden for students and families has been a priority for Florida leadership for over a decade now.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen change in tuition rates at either the colleges or the universities for that matter in over 13 years.
That's impressive.
So, yes. Whereas other states are seeing things fluctuate, students can count on the cost of tuition in Florida and what that's going to be. One other point that I want to bring up in terms of affordability and access is dual enrollment, mm-hmm. which I know is important to you and your mm-hmm. listeners also. So that plays a gigantic role in the conversation of what the Florida college system offers, how students enter into the college system. So last year, when we looked at the numbers, more than 100,000 students participated in dual enrollment, which saved families an estimated $95 million
wow.
in tuition. Before they even entered into their post-secondary career, they're saving that money, they're getting those credits and starting their college careers. So again, that shortens time to degree, lowers the costs, and it gives students the head start that research shows and that we've both seen helps students get across the finish line in post-secondary education.
I so appreciate you bringing up dual enrollment because yes, you're right. We do care about that a lot. And it's a wonderful gateway for students to begin their post-secondary activities because what listeners, you might not even know, and we continue to share this, but just as a just to overshare again at the risk of making sure everyone knows this, or at the benefit, I should say, for everyone knowing this, is that if you are a high school student and you dual enroll into a technical college or into the Florida college system, one of your local community colleges, it is at no cost because the burden of that cost comes from the public school system, the K-12 institution. Now, there's others, there's some complicated factors behind that in the model, so I'm oversimplifying for sure because it comes from some other resources that trickled down, but I'm just letting you know that it is a zero cost to the families. And so, Kimberly, thank you for mentioning that. I think the dual enrollment also just gives students an opportunity to experiment and try and to learn, is that the field they really do want to go in into? And it helps them refine that, again, with a little bit of a head start.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it also is, what's it like to sit in a college class? So not only what do I want my major to be, what am I interested in studying? What's it like to sit next to someone who's maybe 25 and take the same course? What's it like to interact with a professor versus one of your K-12 teachers? And what's that dynamic like?
Right, right. So a summary point from the report states that the system's greatest economic impact comes from the added human capital, and that's specifically about knowledge, creativity, imagination, and entrepreneurship. Attributes that are found in its alumni. So I'm real curious to learn from you, what did you all find from the alumni data?
This is, to me, one of the most interesting parts of the analysis. Folks probably don't know this, but when I say it, you'll think, oh, that makes sense. So when we looked at the graduates from the Florida college system, we found that over 90% stay in Florida. So this is something that's different when we talk about the university system, where we do see students with four-year degrees more likely to leave our state. In Florida, they're staying here, and they're most likely staying in the county, the community where they got that degree or credential. So when we think about what is the impact of the alumni specific, we talked about earlier about that $56.7 billion. Of that, $51 billion came from the income of these alumni who are working in the state and all that revenue that's generated by them working. So that number is really a reflection of the higher skills, the higher productivity that these graduates are bringing to Florida. And when people complete a degree or a workforce credential, they're able to move into stronger jobs, advance more quickly once they get into those jobs, and participate more fully in the economy. And I know we've talked a little bit about what is the Florida college system, but one of the sentences that we have in the report, I think, really drives that home. So when we're talking about that $51 billion, that's not abstract. That's the nurses, that's the technicians, the IT specialists, the linemen, the educators, the small business owners, who are all contributing to our economy because of the training they received at a Florida college system institution.
That's great insight. And I want to give a nod also just to the way in which the, at least our local one, so State College of Florida here is our local one. I can't speak to all of them across the state, but they've done an amazing job in my humble estimation of the way in which they look at what are the needs within the local economy so that the programming is tied to helping the workforce needs. And so that ties back to the evolution we've seen of, you know, high wage, high skilled, rapid credentialing that they even offer, because there may be something immediate that can be an employable opportunity for one of their students.
Yeah. And then once you get that initial degree or certificate, guess what? You can come back to your Florida college system right. And continue to stack and get more degrees and more training that you might need to further your career.
That's great. So this report that was unveiled, does it provide then information for each of the 28 colleges? So State College of Florida now has this information at their ready as well?
Yeah. So our report only focuses on the state level. So the aggregation of all 28. As part of the partnership, all colleges did also get access to their own data so that they can dig into it and see what it looks like in their community.
That's great. Okay. So for the layperson who's not directly involved in education or policy to the extent that we like to walk around in, what's the takeaway for them?
Fabulous question. And one that I try to drive home a lot, because it's great to have these conversations with someone like you who, like you said, we're in the trenches. But what about the people who aren't us? So I think for most Floridians, I'd summarize it in this way. The Florida college system is a strong investment for our state. So if you're a student, these colleges offer affordable and a flexible way to get the skills you need for a stable and in-demand career. If you're an employer, this is your workforce pipeline, especially when we think about fields that are ever-changing and developing, like healthcare, advanced manufacturing, which is getting, you know, always in the news these days, information technology and trade. That's where you're going to get your employees. And then when you think about it from the taxpayer perspective, for every public dollar invested in the system, it generates around $2.40 back to the state in revenue or public savings. When we look at the broader aspect of that in terms of the social benefits and the economic benefits, for every dollar invested, the return is $13.30. So when you look at that across a graduate's lifetime, it really is a strong investment that the state is continuing to make in not only the colleges, but in Floridians and residents.
And thank you for bringing that up. You articulated a very strong ROI for why students should go through and consider this as one of multiple pathways, but certainly the community college route is a very viable pathway. Are we seeing the data that actually the enrollment at community colleges is increasing?
Yeah. So nationally, we had for a while, especially when we looked at the pandemic, we had been seeing two-year colleges kind of dip. But at that time, Florida was remaining strong. You know, we were staying pretty stable. We have for the first time in a while seen, since before the pandemic, seen an increase in enrollment, which is great. So clearly that's showing that students have an interest in these pathways, that the colleges are sought after institution of choice when they're thinking about their post-secondary and workforce training. But, you know, Florida does kind of buck the trend in a little bit that we're seeing growth where maybe some other states are either seeing stable or they're still climbing out of the hole from the pandemic.
Well, good for Florida. That's just one other notch in the hat there for one of the victories that we're at least claiming. You know, life is not all perfect, but at least this is something that is what I would consider as a success. Are there any other findings that I didn't ask you about that you think are important to our listeners today?
Yeah, I think we've touched on this a little bit, but I want to drive home again that the level of impact here, it's not by accident. So this is by design. The colleges and the Florida college system, they're very intentionally aligned with employer needs and what the workforce is requiring of students these days. So they're expanding programs that are high demand, like healthcare, manufacturing, logistics, and the fields that really keep the state running now and will in the future. So they're also continuing to innovate, though. So I think maybe we talked about how it used to be junior colleges. I think some folks might still have the notion of what they were in the past.
Right.
But they are hubs for innovation as well. So like we said, they are offering short-term credentials, stackable programs. They have flexible formats. A lot of online learning has come out from these colleges, again, to meet students where they are. So there's different ways to learn. And those strong pathways to the universities also represent, there's multiple on-ramps for the college system and off-ramps and where you can go and how you can come back into the system after. And because most of the graduates from the college system are staying here, those benefits don't fade. We're continuing to get them over a graduate's lifetime. So as the state continues to grow, sustaining the great work of the college system is really critical in making sure that students have access to these pathways and are aware of what they can get, again, in their own backyard.
When you were speaking, you made me reflect on, again, just State College of Florida, when you were speaking about kind of how they've evolved and the innovation that they have and the different services and supports. And so I thought about State College of Florida, and they have a center there called 26 West, which is like an entrepreneurship center that is a driver for, again, not your traditional student, you know, graduate from high school and then you enter into the community college. But this is another entry point for adult learners wanting to continue to further their own education in very unique ways. So I just thank you for bringing that up, because I do think the mold of the community colleges has evolved significantly. And I think your report has justified how they are an economic powerhouse. So thank you for that.
Yeah. And I would push your listeners, if you haven't gone to your local state college campus in a while, go connect with them, go see what it's like and see what the learning looks like that's happening there, because it probably is very different than what you might assume. You can really go and see some of these technical courses in action. So I would drive that home.
Yeah.
Go chat with your friends at your local state college.
Great suggestion. So Kimberly, it's so great having you on this podcast. Thank you for just always being a wealth of information. Certainly the Helios Education Foundation, you guys do very important work. If people wanted to learn more about this report or any of the other work that Helios is doing, what's your website?
Sure. It's helios.org. And you can go to our About Us page and see our research work there.
That is wonderful. Kimberly, do you have anything else that I might not have covered that, because I just love talking with you.
Oh, thank you so much. The feeling's mutual. I'm just so happy to share this great work out with your listeners, with the community. And I hope it spurs a lot of conversation about what our college system's doing.
Yeah, I hope so too. This was really insightful. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed this as much as I do. Because again, as we are always in this consistent thumping of the drum of just really making sure kids are graduating with a plan and moving on to some post-secondary pathway, that this is a very viable option. And this is something that is a strong, strong enterprise, as we mentioned earlier, in the state of Florida with the 28 colleges making up the Florida college system. So again, Kimberly, thank you for your insights. Listeners, if you want to know more about the Education Foundation, as you already heard about how to find out more about the Helios Education Foundation, for us locally on the Education Foundation of Sarasota County, you can go to our website at edfoundationsrq.org. Listen to all of our episodes. You know, anytime you're kind of just walking around town or want to just learn and be an educational wonk like Kimberly and I are, you'll hear some fascinating episodes. But for now, listeners, this is Jennifer Vine signing off for the Education Foundation of Sarasota County.